When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake in chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let me tell you why Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs are the only eggs I have in my fridge. The hens. They're living the good life. Fresh air, sunshine, and wide open pastures. I use my Vital Farms for my famous frittatas. And you could trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Check the carton for the farm name, pop it into vitalfarms.com/farm, and boom, you're looking at the pasture. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms. Good eggs. No shortcuts.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Was it a skinwalker, or was he, I don't know, hallucinating?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. So share it with us. You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you prefer the ad-free versions of the show, you can do that. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. So become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and my sister Kathy Gordon is in the studio with me today.
I am, and we're surrounded by pets. And I think we're going to change the name of the podcast to Two Women's, Two Cats, and a Dog.
Right. And then we can change it if I get another dog down the road.
Yeah, we just keep adding.
It could be, you know, two cats, two dogs, two women.
And a chicken. I don't
talk
know.
About, listen to him talk about stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be a whole new concept.
Yeah, you'll love it.
And the fun thing is ever so often it would be like, don't. What are you doing?
Exactly. Get down.
Just randomly. Don't chase the cats. Leave them alone. Leave the cats alone.
No, which you might hear today.
Yes.
Yeah.
You might hear a little growling coming because I've got one cat next to me. You've got a dog on your lap and the other cat sitting behind me.
Yeah. We have all kinds of animal edge stuff.
We just can't help ourselves.
Yeah.
And you know what? They rule the house anyway.
Yeah.
It's like their house. I just move stuff around so they can be more comfortable.
I just say Madden is the boss of me. You know, he just is. Right? What do you want to do, dude? Madden is kind of a funny name, but he's named for Joe Madden, who was the 2016 World Series champion Cubs manager.
And then Rizzo, who's over there, is named for Anthony Rizzo, and who played for the Cubs. And now it's really weird to have my favorite baseball player play for the Yankees. But
there
things change, right?
Things do. And sometimes, you know, you find out that, you know, it's okay.
But funny Rizzo story. So I get Rizzo and I don't know. I found her one night, me and Buddy, my dog. We were out for a walk and found Rizzo. Tiny, tiny, tiny. Like, because when we went to the vet 2 days later, she was at 0.9. So she was tiny. So a year comes around. I'm like, I need to have a little birthday party for my cat, but I don't know what day I'm going to have it or anything like that. I'm really busy. And well, I could do it on Wednesday. And so I'm just going to make August 8th. Rizzo's birthday, because I'm making up a day anyway. Easy to remember, 8-8.
Yeah.
So then that day happened to be International Cat Day that you see on Facebook. And I'm like, oh my God, what a perfect day for my cat's birthday. So that night I got her this little cat tree and I was wrapping it up in tissue paper and I was watching the Cubs game and they go, and coming up to bat is birthday boy, Anthony Rizzo. And I'm like, did I just accidentally give my cat the same birthday as her namesake? Like, that's just so random. And I did. I even Googled it. I'm like, are they wrong on that day?
You kind of had your old-timey announcer voice going, which is
why, thank you. It's a beautiful day for baseball.
Mine was always, I could not say Kyle Schwarber without going, and now Kyle Schwarber coming up to bat.
Because he sounds like a long-time baseball player.
Yeah, it was like every time he came out, like,
step it up to the plate. It's Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber.
Well, we've got kind of a weird story today. And one from Texas.
Okay.
So that explains the weirdness. No, I'm just teasing.
I love Texas.
Big respect to everybody in Texas.
I live down in Texas. It is a big state.
We have a sister who lives in Texas.
It's its own country.
It really is. It's massively huge.
Huge.
So here we go. I got a weird story for you guys. I love anything that starts off like that. Everybody, start your stories like that. I'm intrigued. I live in a small border town along the tip of deep South Texas. About 3 months ago, my brother told me he saw something that has been making him question his sanity ever since. He's the type of guy who will get up in the middle of the night and check outside to see if everything is all right. Some of the neighbors have had some of their property stolen, so he likes to make sure all is good. I need that guy's... Well, I do have that guy's neighbor. His name's David. Mm-hmm. He lives across the street.
That's right.
According to him, it was around 3:15 a.m., and he heard a chorus of dogs barking loudly and aggressively down the alley behind our house. So he gets up, walks down the hall, stares out the back door window while facing south. After gazing out the window for about 5 minutes, he swears he saw what he can only describe as a combination of a humanoid-type figure with the head of a wolf-looking animal darting down the alley in a flash. He describes being able to see its ribs protruding from its skin. As it ran, he said it looked like it was bending over with its palms flat on the ground, kind of like the way someone would bend down to touch their toes if they were stretching. He added that it didn't look too hairy, but appeared to have human skin, all while possessing a translucent white/smoke color all around it. That's so weird. Even as it was hunched over, he said it was about 5 feet tall and 5 feet long.
Gosh, so when it stood up, it'd be pretty tall.
If it could.
Yeah, I do.
The following day, he told my parents about it, and they happened to mention it to one of their neighbors. Turns out that a few days before my brother's sighting, their boxer had been stolen from their backyard. Instead of thinking my parents and my brother were a bunch of kooks, the lady neighbor, whom we found out came from a Native American background and whose Native American mother had given her the dog as a gift, told my parents it was probably what Native Americans refer to as skinwalker, and that it, in quotes, was probably looking for her stolen dog. She also mentioned that whoever stole the dog was probably cursed by now. I know this sounds bizarre, but unfortunately, I don't have any pictures or any other type of evidence to present to you all. My family and I all have witnessed and experienced some sort of supernatural or paranormal instances at some time or another. I'll share more about those at a later time. For now, I'll just ask, if any of you have ever experienced such a thing as skinwalker or anything similar, thanks, John. No, we haven't. Next story.
No, yeah, okay.
Sorry,
yeah.
I can't help you with this one.
Okay.
Way out of my realm. Now,
here's what I want to do, though, is I do want to push this on out to our listeners and say, if you have any experiences with anything along this line, get back with us. Because I would like to know about this phenomenon of skinwalkers, because I don't know.
So I did a little research.
Oh, good. Okay.
So in Navajo culture, a skinwalker is a type of harmful witch who has the ability to turn into, possess, or disguise themselves as an animal. The term is never used for healers. The exact origins of the skinwalker mythos remain ambiguous. So the ominous abilities are alluded to in the Navajo phrase, which there's no way I can pronounce this and do it justice, but it means with it, he goes on all fours. So there's a Navajo term that they use for it, but they don't ever say it out loud. The skinwalkers, are described as mostly animalistic physically, even when they are in human form, so they could be both. They are reportedly near impossible to kill with a, except with a bullet or knife dipped in white ash. So if you see one, you're like, dang, if I only had the white ash,
yeah.
Where do you even
unless
get that?
Unless you're standing by a fire that's been out
and,
for a
and
day.
And does white ash, you think, have to be from like a certain type of burning? Or
a certain type of tree that would burn to white ash?
So little more is known about the purported being, as the Navajo are staunchly reluctant to discuss it with outsiders, and often even amongst each other. Traditional belief portends that speaking about the malevolent beings is not only bad luck, but makes their appearance all the more likely. So one of those things that if you talk about it, you manifest it.
So should we not be talking about it?
I don't know. We already did.
Yeah, too late.
But I have no experience with anything like that.
I don't either,
like
but I would love to know if anybody else has. I've heard the term skinwalker before, but I guess I didn't kind of realize the whole breadth of what it meant. When they first talking about it, it felt werewolf-ish.
But, you know, there's that whole thing of cryptids and the, and we've talked about them before, and the kind of Bigfoots, the Momo, the Missouri monsters, there's the Boggy monster. There's all these different kind of things like that. But this sounds totally different than that.
It does. Yeah.
Because those are kind of more beast-like.
And they just stay that way. This bear. Sounds like it can, you know, it changes into, metamorphosizes into something.
Yeah, and then this one had that one really weird part where it's, there was something like a smoke. Yeah.
Yeah.
While possessing a translucent white smoke color all around it. I don't know, but if anybody has any ideas, write in, because I don't know about that one.
That is really frightening. So it was just outside the house, kind of in a little bit of a alley-ish way? Is mm-hmm. that what I'm... Okay. Mm-hmm. I always like to envision this
but
in my
the dogs
head.
Were all barking outside. I got another story.
Okay.
I have a few stories to share, but I thought I would start off with these two short experiences. I was home with my two children, ages around 1 and 4 years old. My husband has times where he travels on business. One day while he was away, I decided to go visit my mother, who lives an hour's drive away. We left about 10 a.m., didn't arrive home until around 9 p.m. When I arrived home, every light in my house was on, including my back porch.
Oh, creepy.
I do not like artificial lighting during the day. I never, in caps, have lights on in the house until at least 4 p.m. Of course, I was telling my husband. He said I must have left them on before I left. There's no way that I would have turned them on, and my kids weren't even tall enough to reach the light switches. I called my brother to see if maybe he'd come over, and he said no. I was just left shaking over the situation. I had a cleaning lady at the time who was somewhat into the paranormal. I told her what happened, and she just replied, "Oh, that's just your ghost looking after you." So I think that's one story.
The cleaning lady knew about a ghost.
But okay. That is a weird place to end short story number one. Because kind of. I would like to know, did it happen again?
We can say, well, did somebody break into your house and, you know, whatever. That, you know, you immediately go to, oh my gosh, somebody's in my house or something, right? But who goes into your house to break into your house and turn on every single light? They're not going to want to have lights
including
on and draw attention.
Light.
And I could see that you've accidentally flipped on a light or maybe
but
two.
But that would be freaky too. So you leave at 10 in the morning. We left right now and got home after dark tonight and pulled up and every light was on. I'd be like, what the hell?
Well, exactly. Because you can't just accidentally flip on every light. Okay, so we're with you. Something weird.
Yeah,
okay.
Something weird there.
Something weird.
Next story, short one. My son one day became pale. I talked to him about how he was feeling and he said a little tired. I told him I was afraid he may be coming down with something. A couple days later, I rushed him to the emergency room when his stomach flu symptoms took a horrible turn. Oh, he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
Oh, no.
And we weren't even sure he would survive the transport to another hospital.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disorder that prevents the pancreas from producing insulin to break down carbohydrates or sugar into energy. Diet does not cause it nor cure it, just an FYI.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
My son responded well from treatment and was released from PICU to general care the next day. After this horrible, emotional, long night, my son was sleeping. I was browsing my Facebook page to see what was happening in the normal part of my life. My neighborhood had a community Facebook page, so we all know what's up in our neck of the woods. Someone posted that they were new to the neighborhood and wondering if there were any other type 1 diabetics in our school. I didn't know what this... Oh, it said TD1s, and I assumed it was type 1 diabetics. Were any TD1s in our school? I didn't know what this meant, but after reading in the comments, I realized this was now me. TD1 is a type 1 diabetic. I was torn whether to answer since it was my neighborhood Facebook page. I'm a fairly private person, but how crazy was it that I was in the hospital right now for this? I did respond back, telling of my situation, and was immediately set up with a link to a support and education group. This beautiful lady that I call my guardian angel, we've been friends since. I know this isn't necessarily paranormal, but an energetic cry for help that brought her to help us. Whatever made it happen, it was a blessing in our lives. Agreed.
I agree. I'm going more with the guardian angel, the, you know, protector.
See, and I think a lot of those things like that, sometimes just random coincidences happen in your life at the right time, at the right place. But to me, is that somebody kind of manipulating things that behind the scenes? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I always feel like it is. It just, you know, sometimes these coincidences are just too big. I don't know that I believe in complete destiny, that your life is only going to go one way, but it sure does seem like sometimes when you need something,
the path opens up. Mm-hmm. The door opens up.
Yeah. I know my son had some trouble when he was little, about 8 or something, and they thought it was possibly that, and so they started doing some tests and stuff. And I just kind of fell apart. I remember calling you and just bawling because as a mom, of course, I'm not going to let him see I'm falling apart.
Right.
But so I let you see it. It wasn't that we couldn't live with it. It was because things would just be different for him for the rest of his life. And I knew he would have to live differently. Now, as it worked out, it wasn't that. It was something else. But I get where she comes from. She's in a very emotional moment in her life. And then this happened.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it was meant to be.
I do too.
So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. You can try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For Kathy Gordon, for me, for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.